Our own John Berman is going to give us a behind-the-scenes look. John, how'd this all come together, and what do you expect when the candidates come together tomorrow night?
You know, it came together with a lot of work, Jake. 150 people, 10,000 person hours in this debate hall, 115 moving lights, my favorite statistic, 10 to 15 miles of cable. But the most important number, five. Up on that stage behind me, five lecturers. You can see they're getting ready for a rehearsal right now. Those are not the actual candidates, Jake. Those are students from UNLV and the College of Southern Nevada. They're getting ready to rehearse. Anderson Cooper, you can see where he will be standing. He is the moderator this time around. Also, Dana Bash and Juan Carlos Lopez from CNN Espanol. They will be asking questions as well. Let me show you this debate hall. It's a ballroom in the Wynn Las Vegas. About 1,300 seats in this room right now. They put out the seats overnight. People in here will be from the DNC, the campaign, CNN, Facebook, also the Wynn Las Vegas. A bigger crowd, Jake, than we had at the Reagan Library, than you had there. That was about 450, so it could get a little more raucous this time around. Here's a new feature in this debate. People can submit questions, and by people, I mean you, the audience, through Facebook. You go to facebook.com/CNN. This screen right here is where they will be read. Don Lemon will read these questions. You can still post right now, by the way. You can post videos. You can post questions. They, too, will be part of this debate. Again, the stage behind me is where it will all happen, Jake. Pretty interesting. As you've been talking about, Hillary Clinton has been doing mock debates with Bob Barnett, big-time Washington lawyer who's been at this for years. Jeff Weaver, Bernie Sanders' campaign manager, told me this morning that today they set aside to work on these exchanges, set pieces, back and forth between the moderator and other candidates on specific issues. They want to try to anticipate moments that might arise in this debate. Jake?
Don Berman, thanks.